Hello and welcome to day 17 of our 22 days together. We're happy to be here and happy to have you with us. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be easy and relaxed. And decide that during our time together today, you're willing to let go of stress and tension. And also that during our time together today, you're willing to let go of the energies of other people. Be aware of what's happening in your body. Do a quick scan of your body from head to toe. Just notice what's happening. Make a little brief mental checklist of what's been happening the last few days. Anything that may be sore or in recovery from something, or any part of your body that may have been speaking to you, just note it. And thank your body for always speaking to you. Your body is always telling you how your choices and your lifestyle are unfolding. Tell your body you're willing to make peace with what it does, and to use its input as that of an ally. Always endeavoring to be more conscious and more aware of what you're doing and vibrating. Your body is a wonderful ally in this process. Call your spirit guidance team in to support you right now and going forward, and thank them in advance for all they do for you. You may not always understand why they do what they do or how they are communicating, but the more intentional you are and the more open you are to understanding those two things, the more you will see. So thank them in advance for all they do for you. Let them know you're willing to learn how they communicate with you, and you're willing to learn to see that what they bring you is actually serving you, even if at first glance it is difficult or painful. They want you to grow into your divine power as a loving being, so they want you to confront fears and blocks and hesitations. Begin sending cores from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, the first, located at the anus, down into the earth. Thank the earth for always being available 24/7 for you to ground in this way, to get your head on straight, to clear it out, and as we will do in a few moments, open your heart, to open other parts of your field. On your inhales, breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body, or if that's a little weird, you can draw it up into your body or invite it. You can either draw it or invite it. But I want you to decide that right now, in this moment, everything is fine, and you are safe, and you are supported. If you are open to receiving energy work tonight, please make two decisions. First, that you're willing to be altered or affected positively. It is really altered by the vibration in the channel's voice. And number two, that you are willing to receive energy work from Jehudi, Metatron, and Tom together. You can say yes please silently in your mind, and we will begin in a moment with the energy work portion. Okay, starting to send this energy to you. Decide that you are open. Decide that it is safe to relax. Decide that you are willing to be supported, even if certain things in your world need to change in order for you to grow. This frequency that we bring you, that we ask you to decide you're willing to let into your space and ultimately incorporate, we essentially tune you up every time we speak with you, or every time you hear this MP3, or every time you do this kind of work with us. We ask you to allow us to tune you up to our vibration. This includes whatever doesn't work in your world can no longer stay. This is one of the important things we offer. One of the ways to put words to what we vibrate for you through this channel and in general is that you should never be willing to settle for anything less, anything beneath radical and total self-knowledge and self-acceptance. So fears, judgments, shame, guilt, doubt, self-doubt, fears of what you might do, fears of what you might not be able to do, judgments about what you've done in the past or what you may do in the future, if you really do what you want to do. All of those things cannot stay inside you when you connect with us on a regular basis. This is why when the channel asked how to make this better after the 31 days in August, he was told by Metatron, give people the recordings so that they can use this daily. They can put their 22 MP3s on a shuffle. Because what you cannot use and what does not serve you cannot remain in your field. And this is the trick of how we ask you to go along with us into your own evolutionary direction. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, thanking the earth for always being available. Decide now that you are willing to shed and surrender and release any energies from other people that you have picked up recently and carried with you. Even people you like. And people to whom you are happily connected. Decide that you cannot possibly use the energies of other people to tell you who you are, ever. This is a truth. And gather those energies in the center of your field and will that they move down through the cords into the earth, and thank the earth for receiving those energies. The earth will always accept anything you need to get rid of. Do not fret if you are having anger or sadness and you don't know what to do with it. Send it to the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. The earth is your mother in many ways. And the earth has agreed for as long as you are living in this body to support you and hold space for your evolution and your dynamic change and growth. And this involves you learning more about who you are as an energetic being. And this involves getting rid of what doesn't belong to you and what doesn't work. So the earth is primed, and is part of her job title is to accept this. So please do not ever fret about this. For the duration of our time together today, unless otherwise instructed, please draw the energy of the earth on your inhales into your body. Now follow breaths from the bottoms of your feet all the way up to the top of your crown, to the top of your head. Trace the breath as you go, follow it with your awareness, all the way up to the top of your head, and then let it go. Then on the next one, all the way up to your shoulders, down through your arms, to your hands and fingertips, and then let it go. Once again, thank your body for always showing you how your choices are going, how your life is unfolding. Now, please decide that any stress or tension that you've picked up or carried lately, today, the last few days, the last few weeks, decide you cannot possibly use it going forward and will that go down through the cords into the earth. And on your exhales, push this down into the earth and thank the earth. Decide to be free of stress and tension that doesn't serve you. Thank you. Now, today we're going to talk and do some energy work regarding shoulds, your expectations of external reality. Now, some people live with frustration about what should be and what isn't. Other people live with disappointment. Other people live with longing. Some others live with a sense of powerlessness to change something. One of our primary focuses is to show you that all kinds of things come to you in your life, but how and from what motivation you choose to deal with and respond to these things is everything, and you develop, so to speak, the muscle of divine power within your consciousness by evaluating your choices and, in time, moving from fear-based motivations into love-based motivations. So what does this have to do with shoulds? Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. On your exhales, just let it go, just relax. When you observe that something should be, when you have this opinion or belief, this is a judgment that external reality is not the way that you would have it, stating the obvious in some way. But it is time for you to realize that you are creating the external reality around you. You are vibrating it into existence, both on the collective and individual levels. It might be easy for your mind, your brain, to accept that you can change something that is directly relevant to your personal life. But you may say, yes, but this social situation, this is not what I'm creating. But if it is in your field, if you are aware of it, and if it is affecting you, then it is your co-creation. What we want you to do is to appoint yourself to be a fearless agent of divine change in your life. When you get beyond your fears and doubts and hesitations from the past, your fears of the future, your fears of what you might do if you were strong or if you had power, if you could act out those emotions that you try to shield from yourself and everybody else in your life, because they are unattractive and perhaps sad or angry or destructive in some way. When you move beyond those tools of human evolution, as you advance from fear-based motivations to love-based motivations, you eventually love all parts of yourself and those parts relax. But as you go down that process, as you go through that process and down that road, we want you to realize that behind all of that, behind all of the bumps and bruises that go with personality that we've described, is a profound desire, which is your divine nature, to be of service to others, to make a change, to make a difference in some way. And the vast majority of you go through life believing that you are not powerful enough to make this choice, to make this change, to do something about what you would like to change. So thinking about should, think about something that happens in your mind on a periodic or a regular basis where you say, well, it shouldn't be like that, or gosh, that should be like that. Consider what crosses your mind regarding that. And it could be an interpersonal situation with another person. It could be about the world. It could be about the city you live in. It could be about all kinds of things. But think about what you have thought about should or should not. And I want you to consider that the truth is that you are an agent of divine change waiting to happen. There are actually things that you can do that are love-based motivations to effect change in the world around you. So I want you to decide now that you are willing to figure out what this means for you and what this looks like. We'll give you a hint. It will involve looking at your fears, your doubts, your self-judgment, and criticisms from the past that carry forward into the present. You cannot be an agent of change, embodying divine loving power, if you are judging what you have chosen in the past, if you are fearful of what you did in the past that appears to be a mistake, that you might do it again. When you are aligned with your spirit and your heart, one way to say it, we would say with your divine being, your divine intentions, with your soul's consciousness, and level of awareness, which we seek to tune you to all the time, the choices that you make Never seem mistakes, even when, as a result, you or others are set back or injured or confused or forced into making challenging decisions. Realize that when you are aligned with your whole being, when you trust yourself, and you are coming from a love-based motivation sort of place, you only ever make decisions that work and that serve others, even if they are being forced into uncomfortable change. This is part of the deal with becoming an agent of change, embracing your soul's power, your divine love-based power. What this actually looks like is you making decisions on a regular basis that honor who you are without apology. And you check in with yourself. Why do I want to do this? Why would I make that decision? I'm tempted to make that decision. Why do I want that? What does this serve? From what place within me does this emanate? So the work on a daily basis is to align in this way with what is true for you and to eliminate what is not true and to cease feeding and obliging and nurturing within you and indulging doubt, self-pity, fear, criticism, judgment, all the things that are not loving. So decide right now that what you are willing to align with is your truth. And decide that you will no longer align with anything else. A couple different phrasings now. Decide that you are no longer willing to align with anything but your truth. Decide that you are willing to view everything else with compassion, but detachment. When you are aligned with your own truth, all the things that are not aligned with it simply are. They do not threaten you. You need not fear them. They simply do not vibrate with you, and they are not for you. Put your attention back, please, on the cords into the earth. From the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, breathing fully, but in a relaxed and deep way, the energy of the earth fully into your body, thanking the earth for always being available, thanking your body for always telling you how your choices are going, thanking your guides for always being supportive and helping you see what you need to know that you have not yet seen. Thank Metatron, Jehudi, and the channel for what they are doing for you. Thank yourself for being willing to go through this process with us. You are in the minority. It sounds wonderful to hang out with an ascended master and an archangel who love you, who support you no matter what, who are rooting for your divine evolution. It sounds wonderful, but what it means is when you align with our frequency, you can no longer invest in what is not true for you. Decide now that any debris, any bits of energy, any karmic crap and crust that might have shaken loose during this process today, and all the energies of other people from the past and present that no longer serve you, decide to gather those in the center of your field and send those down through the cores into the earth and thank the earth for receiving those energies. Take 4 or 5 or 10 exhales to push all those bits of energy down. Be thorough. On every inhale, have that thought. I'm getting rid of everything that doesn't belong to me, every bit of debris and crust that's ready to go, and then every exhale, you push it down. Another 8 or 10 breaths. Just a few more. When you really get into this last exercise, this last bit, you will be extremely energized if you do that 10 times in a row after getting grounded and, getting in this kind of space. You'll be extremely energized because you'll have exercised the yes please and no thank you, the no thank you side of it, that muscle and consciousness. If I can't use it, get it out. And pushing it out with breath is moving energy. Just a note for you, this is a fantastic exercise to play with. This takes us to the end of our time together today. Thank you for joining us. Take care of yourself and any energies the channel may have loaned to you while we have done this work through him. He's going to call back to himself anything he may have loaned to you or borrowed from you, he's giving back. Please echo that from your own perspective. And we will joyfully, in a thrilled way, speak to you tomorrow for day 18 of 22 days. Take care of yourself.